Hey, what's up? This is Matt Dietz, and this is Simply Explaining Insurance. This is the show where I tell you what you need to know about insurance in a way that you can understand it. Because I know what you don't know about insurance, and I know what you need to know. Hey, I got something new for you today. There's a lot of talk about pivoting and going and selling other products if you are in the industry. And I have a free resource for you that will help you sell commercial insurance. So if you're just getting your foot in the door or you need a little shot in the arm, I pulled something out of my master program to teach you how to sell workers' comp. And it's a real quick 101. Workers' comp is one of the easiest products to sell, and it's a gateway to the rest of the account. So if you text me 208-213-8809 and you text me commercial, I will send you this free resource, all right? 208-213-8809. Get in. All right, I got something for you today. I got another feather to put in your cap. I got another tool to put in your toolbox. I wanted to introduce you to Brightco. Brightco is an online jewelry insurance carrier, and they are making your life easier and your customers' lives easier. How? Well, quoting is super easy. You can do a quote in like 2 minutes by answering 6 questions. All of their policies are backed by an AM Best A+ rated insurance carrier. Renewals are automatic. Claims will not be reported on a Clue report. That is huge. Their plans offer $0 deductibles. They have 125% replacement cost value. They cover mysterious disappearance. It's everything you want in your jewelry coverage. So do me a favor. If you want to get appointed or check them out, go to bright.co/MattDietz. That's bright.co/MattDietz and get in. Hey, what's up? Today, I wanted to talk about something pretty simple, all right, and how cheap life insurance is, all right, and why you need it or your clients need it, okay? There are certain ways that I go about trying to have conversations with clients about life insurance. If they come to me, of course, that's the easiest one, right? Sit down, we figure out how much they need, and then, you know, we get them the right policy. Not many people come to me. You know, I've been doing this for 20 years, and, you know, not many people come to me and say, you know, 5 to 10 people a year be like, hey, man, I need life insurance. Okay. But many, many more people need life insurance. They either don't know where to go, they don't feel like they have the time to do it, or they think it's too expensive. Okay. So a few things. Life insurance can be very easy to put into force. There have been some things that have happened over the past few years that have accelerated the process of getting a life insurance policy. So with my company, I can't remember the age exactly, but if you're younger than 50 years old and you're applying for less than, I think, $1 million, it might be 750. I'd have to check. We may not require a paramed exam. It's called accelerated underwriting. Okay. So if you do the application and you fill it out and you're healthy and you don't have any diagnoses and you're taking very few or no medications, you might not have to have a paramed exam. It will make an issue. We'll make an offer for you within a couple of days and then you're good to go. Okay. It can be very, very easy. It wasn't like that before. We did a paramed exam for everybody that was buying life insurance for over $150,000, and now it's significantly different, which is great. The other thing is it's very inexpensive, especially the younger that you are, right? I've said this before. Today is the cheapest life insurance is ever going to be for you. That statement is always going to be true, right? Because the older we get, the more expensive it is, the closer we are to dying. So it's not a bad idea to lock in a very, very, very cheap rate when you're in your 20s or your 30s. When you have specific life events, it should trigger the thought, I probably need some life insurance, or I need some more life insurance. The first one is, like, you know, if you buy a house, you should consider it, okay? You just brought on a whole bunch of debt. It's good debt, but if something happens to you, you want that house to probably stay in your family, right? Two, when you get married, it's not just about you anymore. It's about you and the person you chose to marry. Three, when you have a child, right? Like, it's not just about you and your wife anymore. It's about the three of you. So, or the four of you, five, six, seven, eight, however many you want to get to. But those are natural life events where you should be considering life insurance. We're doing a campaign right now where we're sending out letters to all of our clients that do not have a life insurance policy. They have some insurance with us, but they don't have a life insurance policy. And we're showing them how inexpensive it is. And so we're sending out letters that say, hey, did you know that A, we don't have your life insurance. B, it'll trigger a discount on your home and auto policy. So it's going to lower your rates on your home and auto insurance. And C, this is how cheap it is. So we're just sending them, you know, $150,000 10-year term. This is the sum is better than none plan, okay? If you're less than 30 years old and you're a female, you're going to spend less than $10 a month. Probably, we just did one where it shows it's going to be like $4 a month because it's going to lower their home and auto insurance like $6 a month. The policy is $10 a month, so the net cost is $4 a month, okay? $4 a month. You can't buy anything for $4 a month. Right? So, and then what happens is this letter is to start the conversation, right? So if somebody calls me and says, hey, Matt, I want to take advantage of this. I want to look at $4 a month. Absolutely. We'll sell you a policy for $4 a month. Let's get something in place for you. The first life insurance policy you buy in your life will probably not be the last. But if you think about it and you're looking forward, if you buy like the life insurance policy in your 20s, you can buy a 30-year policy. And if you did it, if you bought $1 million 30-year policy, actually, let me look. I think I have my calculator up right now. Please hold. Where is it? There it is. So if you're a 25-year-old female, you bought $1 million policy and you get our best rate for 30 years, it's $65. For example, if you waited till you were 45 to get $1 million worth of insurance, it would be double that. Okay, it'd be $128 a month. So it's smart to buy it early. It's tough though. I mean, everyone that when I was younger, you know, I felt like I was bulletproof. I'm not gonna die. But again, when you have a home, when you have a spouse, when you have a family, it's not about you anymore, okay? It's about the people that you love. It's about the people that you brought into the world. And it's about if something tragic happens, that you're going to take care of them, right? That's what life insurance is for. So I just wanted, so when somebody says, yeah, Matt, I want to buy the $4 policy, I'll have them come in here and we'll do the best we can to walk them through like what they need, because it's a replacement. It's a replaced income. So we find out how much they make. We ask, what do you make? And if something were to happen to you, you know, how much income would we need to replace? And we figure that out. And sometimes the policy will be $500,000, $1 million or something like that. And then, you know, to go from, for a 25-year-old female, like I said, if it was $150 or $150,000 worth of insurance for $10.60, if you took that up to $250,000, it goes from $10.60 to $13.10. Like, would you pay $7 a month for $250,000 worth of insurance? Well, man, gosh, that's great. How much for $500,000 worth of insurance? Well, if you're a female, 25 years old, and you're healthy, it goes all the way up to $17 a month, right? So would you pay $11 a month for $500,000 worth of insurance? Probably, you know, so this is kind of the course of the conversation that you would have with me. We're going to get you as much as you can for as cheap as you can, you know, and try and make it fit your budget and protect you properly. So that's kind of the campaign that we're running right now. We're going to throw out some cheapo rates to make sure that if you only want to spend $4 a month, that's great. I'd rather you have something than nothing every single time. Okay. But we're going to try and make sure that you have the right insurance, because that's what we do. I'm your insurance agent. I'm your advisor. I'm going to tell you what's up. So we're just thinking about life insurance, talking about life insurance. We're going to open conversations more with people, make sure they know that we offer it. Because a lot of times we sell a lot of home and auto insurance and commercial. They may not know that we sell life insurance unless we tell them, right? So we make sure we tell people that we sell it, because there will be a point in time where they need it And we want them to think of us, right? So there you go. There's a little simple, short podcast on life insurance. Hello. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Matt. This is Simply Explaining Insurance. You can find me all over the place. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Threads and Instagram at Deeds Agency. I am also, why don't you hop into my text community, 208-213-8809, and send me the word email, and I'll hook you up with a great resource that you can send to your homeowners policies that are renewing and kind of going into shock. This will help you connect with them, help you explain to them what's happening, and help you retain them. So 208-213-8809. And then don't forget, my master program is at agencylaunch.net. If you really want to do some work, I helped an agent this week get, we're going to get him a $25,000 bonus. Okay. He's going to get at least a $6,000 bonus, and he's on track to get a $25,000 quarterly bonus. This is the kind of work that I do with my agents. We uncover this money. It's going to pay for me for 2 years. So anyway, agencylaunch.net. Check it out. Let's connect. We'll go from there. Thank you so much for listening. Keep up the good work.